listening, and you're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about clear blocks and why we need to clear blocks and what's the foundation of this and why is it such a big deal? You can think about it like you set out to go on a journey and you choose a road and start walking on the road and that doesn't go very good, so you get a car. So now you're in a car and you're going along the road and that's going a lot better, so you're moving and suddenly there's a 3-car pileup. And what do? Right? You can't move. You're stuck. You're standing there. You're looking at the pileup going, you know what? I need to get where I'm going. This is ridiculous. And you're sitting there and kind of just stuck because you can't move. And that's what blockages are. They're old accidents that caused blockages. Or maybe someone yelled at you when you asked for something. Like you said, hey, can I get a haircut? And then your family was like, well, we don't pay for haircuts. And you're like, you don't pay for haircuts? And they're like, no, your hair is beautiful. Why do you want to cut it? Suddenly there's a blockage. You don't want to cut your hair. Every time you ask to do something like that, you get your face slapped or your hand slapped. And that's a really silly example. But, you know, I just want to bring up that the blockages, it doesn't really matter what caused them. Like, it doesn't really matter. If you'd like to live a clear, energetically sort of robust life, then you got to clear them. So you might have inherited blockages. You might have 6 generations of Irish poverty in your genetic code. Yeah, that's me. How's that working for me? Not. So wherever you are in your life, wherever you're blocked from getting, just know that you can change this. I'd like to renew that connectivity to source, that connectivity to all that is, because with this, all is possible, right? And you might get there a different way than you thought. Like maybe a helicopter will come and pop you into your next place. Like it doesn't necessarily mean you have to stay in the car you're in. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to like bit by bit break up that accident and remove all those vehicles and figure out why they crashed and you don't have to necessarily dive into the crash deeply, dive into the block deeply to clear it. You can commit to clear it as a first step. Yeah, that brought up some energy. Maybe that's just all you do today, is you just commit to having your blockages cleared. You just say, whatever that looks like, whatever that is, whatever it takes, I don't know. I'm willing to live into my own capacities. I'm willing to connect bigger to all that I am. I'm willing to live without the blockages that I held so dear. In that willingness, there's the seeds to everything. And your way might not be the same way as my way, you know? Your way might be different. In fact, your way could be different than everyone else. When I go to the ocean, I experience a lot of healing. It really helps me clear the ocean air, the ocean waves, putting my toes in the sand. This is something that really helps me get clear. Luckily, I live in California, so that's not very hard. So I just want to encourage you today to recognize that the blocks came for a reason, don't have to stay, and the commitment to having clarity is step one. And so today, jump in with me to that place of a commitment to living a life that is clear so that our energy and our life force can just keep astronomically climbing. That's it, right? Awesome. I really appreciate you listening. I know you have a lot of choices when it comes to podcasts. The fact that you're listening to this podcast is something that I value and I don't take for granted. I really appreciate all the listeners. I believe we're at approximately 16,000 downloads, and the show's been alive for about a month and a half. So that's really beautiful. And maybe there's someone you'd like to share the show with today. Maybe you could send the show to someone, just someone who you believe might benefit from clearing their energy and living more to their own capacity. Someone that you care about. I'd love it if you'd share the show with someone that could heal from these words or the kindness that I bring. Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for listening.